Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové. Vítám vás na tiskové konferenci po jednání ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky, pana Cyrila Svobody, a nizozemského ministra zahraničních věcí, pana Bernarda Botta. O úvodní slovo poprosím ministra zahraničních věcí České republiky, poté dostane slovo nizozemský ministr a poté dostanete prostor vy. Prosím, pane ministře.
Dámy a pánové, jsem velmi rád, že se právě dnes setkávám s ministrem zahraničních věcí Nizozemského království, panem Bernardem Bottem. Vztahy mezi našimi zeměmi jsou mimořádně dobré, neexistuje žádné místo, které by znamenalo nějaký vážný problém. Spolupracujeme v mnoha oblastech. S potěšením zdůrazňuji, že Nizozemsko je největším zahraničním investorem v České republice. Podle našich údajů se na zahraničních investicích za období let 1993 až 2003 Nizozemsko zaujímalo první pozici s 11,1 miliard euro, což představuje celkem skoro 31% z celkových zahraničních investic na území České republiky. Máme také velmi dramaticky pozitivní čísla a nárůst vzájemné obchodní výměny, jak vývoz České republiky do Nizozemska, tak dovozu do České republiky. Spolupracujeme i v oblasti humanitární pomoci v Pakistánu po zemětřesení, které se tam nedávno událo. Spolu jsme mluvili o řadě otázek. Dotkli jsme se samozřejmě citlivého tématu a to je téma volného pohybu osob, včetně pracovních sil po dvouletém přechodném období, které vyprší 30. dubna roku 2006 a budeme čekat na vyhodnocení tohoto období a rozhodnutí jednotlivých členských států, jak pokračovat této otázce. Tady zdůrazňuji znovu, že Česká republika nereprezentuje, nepřináší vůbec žádný problém na žádný pracovní trh v Evropské unii, jenom vezmeme-li v úvahu naše vztahy s Holandskem, tak jsou to skutečně jenom desítky lidí, kteří žijí a pracují v Holandsku. Za tento rok je to pouze 890 osob a za minulý rok to bylo něco kolem 1500 osob, které pracují a využívají této možnosti, aby byly v Holandsku. Takže skutečně ten volný pohyb osob není z tohoto pohledu vážný problém, ale vnímáme to také ovšem jako samozřejmě otázku celoevropskou. Konečně jsme se zabývali otázkami obecně unijními. Náš zájem je, aby se dohoda o finanční perspektivě uskutečnila co nejdříve, aby to bylo ještě za britského předsednictví, ale důležitý je samozřejmě obsah té dohody, je důležitější než ten samotný čas, byť je pro nás velmi důležité, aby se dohoda uzavřela co nejdříve. Velmi důležité je, aby příští finanční perspektiva nebyla na úkor potřeb zemí jako Česká republika, a tady především zdůrazňuji čerpání prostředků z kohezních fondů, protože to je důležité pro naši zemi a pro nové členské země. Dotkli jsme se ještě obecně témat politických na celkově na scéně světové a všude jsme našli maximální shodu, to znamená, opakuji znovu, v našich bilaterálních vztazích nejsou žádné problémy a i pokud jde o otázku evropskou, je tady velmi blízko z pozic mezi Českou republikou a Nizozemským královstvím, takže ještě jednou říkám, že to návštěva byla úspěšná a je to kontinuální dialog, který bude pokračovat dál, když ne v Praze, tak v pondělí v Bruselu a bude pokračovat nadále. Děkuju.
Dear colleagues, thank you very much. First of all, also on behalf of the Netherlands delegation for this very warm and cordial reception. As you have expressed and said quite rightly and quite clearly, there is an excellent friendship between our two countries, but even good friends have to see each other regularly to entertain that friendship, and it is for that reason that I'm very happy to be here in your beautiful country and in this very lovely town. You started by saying something about the bilateral relations, and I only can confirm that bilateral relationship is excellent. Translation will follow, or
everyone understands English.
Very fine, wonderful country. You mentioned one item, and that is the free movement of persons. I can assure you that the Netherlands is evaluating the situation very carefully. We will issue an assessment towards the end of the year to see and how far we can meet your demands, for which we have full understanding. But you also must understand that the policy we are following at the moment is partially also a result of the policies followed by other countries in the European Union right from the outset of your accession as full members. And since the Netherlands could not remain an isolated island as far as this is concerned, we tried to, at the time, to identify a number of areas where we thought we would need a special regime for allowing foreign workers. But as I said, we are at the moment assessing the situation. Towards the end of the year, this assessment will be ready, and then together with the Netherlands Parliament, we will review the situation, and we will seriously take into account, of course, the situation you just mentioned. I'm also happy to say that we can support the candidacy of your country for the Security Council for 2007, and I'm very happy also to be able to announce it here. As far as the financial perspectives are concerned, let's say a quick solution of the present situation is in everybody's interest. Of you, and I quite understand it as far as the cohesion situation is concerned, but also for the Netherlands, because at the moment we are the biggest net contributors to the European Union. And we believe that this situation should be corrected, that we should find a mechanism that puts us together with other net contributors in about the same situation. In other words, we do not want to continue to be by far the biggest net contributor in the European Union, however much we love your countries and other rich and poor countries. But we feel that there should be a fair distribution of the burden, and it is for that reason that we are hopeful that towards the end of the British presidency, we will find a solution that is satisfactory both to you and to the Netherlands. But rest assured, and that is what we have also explained to each other, that we, especially the Netherlands, understands the situation of the 10 new member states. And our policy has been that the cohesion funds should in first instance benefit the 10 new member states. You are the countries that financially, economically, etc., need that money to reach that what we call level playing field that allows again the full the application of the four freedoms so that you can compete at the same level, have the same possibilities and the same opportunities. We discussed also a number of other elements. First of all, the question of accession of new member states, the question of Bulgaria and Romania. We both follow the policy that we would like to see these countries enter the European Union by the 1st of January 2007. But of course we are aware of the reports issued by the Commission recently in which they signal a number of shortcomings. And we believe that it is very important to our public opinion and to our parliaments that it is very clear that yes, we are in favor of accession, but that on the other hand, they have to fulfill the criteria, and there, of course, not only the Netherlands, but also other member states are strict as far as the implementation is concerned. We also talked about Croatia. We are happy that negotiations are starting. We hope, of course, that General Gotovina may be handed over to the Hague Tribunal as soon as possible, and we continue to monitor the situation very closely. We have also had a very in-depth discussion about the fact that on the 3rd of October we opened the door to Turkey, provided of course that Turkey continues to comply with all our demands, and that we follow very closely what is happening in those in that country, because it must be very clear that if we are to continue or if we are to open the negotiations, that they must fulfill the promises which they have made on their side, and we both agreed that we will follow the situation in that country from nearby. We discussed indeed a number of international issues, such as Iran, Iraq, the Middle East, and the Balkans. But there again, I think that our views run parallel on all these issues, which shows again the fact that also as far as foreign policy is concerned in the European Union, we see eye to eye, and that we are not only good friends in words, but also in deeds. We both are active in a number of third countries, like Iraq, where you have troops, we had troops in Afghanistan, in the Balkans, and we continue to support each other, and in that way to support Europe and to support world peace. That is it from my side. Thank you very much.
Prosím, prostor pro vaše otázky. První otázka, Česká televize.
Dobrý den, byla by to otázka na pana ministra Botta. Pavel Šimek, Česká televize, chtěl jsem se zeptat, zvažuje Nizozemsko v budoucnu, v určitém časovém horizontu, zjednodušení pro získání pracovního povolení českých občanů v Nizozemsku?
Yeah, as I said, that is something that is falling under the assessment which we are making at the moment of the labor situation in the Netherlands and of the admission of workers of the 10 new member states, because there we of course follow a policy of non-discrimination. It is our sincere wish to open our market as far as is possible. But we have to take into account, of course, our own employment situation on our own market. And there are certain areas of employment where we have difficulties with our own population. And you understand that this is a situation of concern. So we have to strike a delicate balance between the wish to open our markets, let's say, to the labor markets of other countries, because we feel that one of the freedoms, the freedom of movement of persons inside the European Union, is a very important element. So we will see to it that this will be implemented as soon as possible. But I have to await this assessment. And as I say, I hope that by the beginning of next year, we will be able to straighten out things. And we have listened very carefully to what my colleague had to say. And all that will be taken into account.
Prosím, další otázka, Česká tisková kancelář.
Yes, hello, Lucy Petrova from the Czech News Agency. I have the question concerning the same problem. You have mentioned that you will be reviewing the situation, and my question is, this review will be made individually for each country or for all the newcomers together, and the output from this review will be announced for each country individually or for all the 10 newcomers?
No, it will be for each country individually, because we realize fully well that, as my colleague has just said, you at the moment have only 890 people working in the Netherlands, and of course that is a very small number if we take into account our labor market and the possibilities. So we will carefully evaluate the situation, see what the consequences will be for our labor situation, and as I say, the factual situation will weigh in very heavily, and that will certainly be taken into account, and I hope that after the two-year period ends, that's the 1st of May 2006, that we will have made a clear decision on this situation. I always am very positive, and let me say, I also have promised my colleague that I will take very special care of his request and of the request of the government, and we will see in how far we can meet your demands.
Prosím, jsou ještě nějaké další otázky? Děkuji, že jste přišli, a přeji krásný den. Děkuji vám, pánové.